Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
It was one of the dream conversations, but Naz was trying to hold on to that. He said to me at 11 years old, you know, I want 10 million, but if you earn 40 million, Brendan never got that. He never, ever got that. This is that dream talk.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we have news that one of the brightest young stars in the League of Ireland could be off to Scotland. Tiernan O'Barry continues his good goal-scoring record for Everton to earn a point at home to Leeds. And are Arsenal in danger of letting the Premier League title slip? But first, Sligo Rovers teenager Owen Elding is close to securing a move to the Scottish Premiership side Hibs, according to reports in the Sligo Champion. It's believed the clubs agreed a deal for the 19-year-old on Monday night, and it includes a six-figure sum with a number of add-ons that could potentially see that figure rise. Elding, the son of Sligo's cup hero Anthony, scored 12 goals in the League of Ireland Premier Division last season. He was named PFAI Young Player of the Year and was also named in the Team of the Year. Hibs are currently fifth in the Scottish Premiership. Last night in the Premier League, Tiernan O'Barry scored his fourth goal in five games for Everton, who came from behind to draw 1-1 at home to Leeds. The point at the Hill Dickinson Stadium took the Toffees into the top half of the table, and boss David Moyes was delighted to see the French striker continue his good form.
His play's got better. He's getting a little bit more settled with us. His training's better. But obviously we need to create more chances. You know, we're still trying to get, you know, all we're attacking players back and everybody fit and ready to go again.
Barry's also delighted to have turned around his difficult start to life at Everton.
I played in Spain last season, so it's not the same competition. I need just to work every day to be ready to for the week to score. And yeah, I worked all the day, so I'm happy.
James Justin got the goal for Leeds, which put them ahead in the first half, but the result moves Daniel Farke's side 6 points clear of the relegation zone. It's now just one loss in 10.
To come away from Everton is a tough place, especially once they're on it, like in the second half. It's definitely a good result. Of course, Barry was in one step quicker than my centre-back and he was avoidable, but overall, good performance from my lads and a good point.
On the news round last night, Owen Sheehan was joined by Stephen Doyle and former Ireland international Keith Tracy. And after Arsenal's loss to Manchester United on Sunday, they discussed if Mikel Arteta could be sacked if Arsenal fail to get over the line this season.
If Arsenal don't win the league this year, they have to look beyond Arteta. Style of play has become so negative, and if it doesn't result in major honours, his head should be on the line. This is the worst Premier League quality-wise in a long time. And it could be the best Premier League ever in terms of entertainment if all these storylines keep going towards the end of the season, and maybe the middle-tier teams are better than we've ever seen before. There's that argument as well. One theme that often comes up with Arsenal, though, is whenever they have a poor result, whenever they lose a game, Arteta's head has got to be on a spike. I mean, after the Liverpool game earlier in the season, got to sack Arteta. I think there will be a really gleeful response from every non-Arsenal fan out there if Mikel Arteta does not win this Premier League.
I don't think he needs to go. Honestly, there's only a certain amount of trophies up for grab every single season. Arsenal have gone close with the Champions League. It was a PSG that beat them last season, the eventual winners. Manchester City, Liverpool in the Premier League. There's some really good teams around, you know, in Europe and the Premier League. I take on board that this is probably Arsenal's best ever chance given how poor Manchester City are. But I would also argue that Aston Villa, Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool, Fulham, Brentford, Newcastle, they're all banana peels. There's banana peels all over the Premier League. And I wouldn't be surprised if a Brentford were to go and beat Arsenal, if a Spurs beat Arsenal, if a Fulham beat a Manchester City. I've said it before, I don't think Manchester City will be perfect. I don't think Villa will be perfect between now and the end. And I also don't think Arsenal will. Everybody will drop points and it's going to be up and down and all around. But after 23 games, if somebody said Arsenal would be 4 points ahead after 23 games, they'd bit their hands off.
I want to start a petition to get Keith Tracy as the face of Arsenal fans. Everybody's like, Arsenal fans are idiots. They're reactive. They're overly emotional. As the most measured response I've ever heard from an Arsenal fan. I mean, I was having a mini breakdown driving up from Kerry after watching that Arsenal game last night. I was just like, you know, almost kicked my television watching that yesterday. So it's good to hear some sort of measured approach to it. Finally, an Arsenal fan with a reasoned approach to life.
And if you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now for free in your OTB Daily podcast feed. And remember, you can tune into the news round each and every weekday evening from 7 o'clock on News Talk. It's also on the Go Loud app as well. On the football show last night, Owen questioned Keith as to whether Arteta's decision to make four changes at the one time and whether the panic that was felt amongst the Arsenal supporters was justified.
Like, I can understand why Arteta makes the decision he does it at 58 minutes. So it's very much a question about the players here. But it really does spell a massive issue, even within just one game in that midfield, when you're taking off your two of your three midfielders, one of them being your captain, like a quadruple sub in that moment. If you are of the anti-Arsenal camp, you'll definitely say, well, that just spelled panic. That just says that something is not right. Now, to be fair, Gary Neville in commentary was saying that Arteta needs to act quick and he needs to act swiftly and decisively, and that's exactly what he did. But God, something, if you were told simply the only piece of information you were given before the game was that Odegaard and Zubimendi are going to be hooked after 58 minutes, you would have had a red flag straight away that something has gone badly wrong for Arsenal in this game.
Yeah, it would have tipped you off that Arsenal weren't playing particularly well. I don't know, the Gary Neville commentary, like, he's using words in the last couple of minutes of the game when Arsenal have a corner, that Arsenal are desperate here, they need to win. I'm thinking, Arsenal aren't desperate. Arsenal can afford to lose that game and still go on and win. And people are assuming that Manchester City or Aston Villa are going to be perfect between now and the end of the season. They're not. Neither are Arsenal, by the way. Arsenal will drop points as they have done. But Manchester City last week were beat by Manchester United. People like to forget about that very, very quickly. And nobody was using the words like Manchester City are desperate. They need these points. They're behind. They're the ones chasing, by the way. Yeah, it feels like Arsenal are the ones that are under pressure. And the narrative coming out of Sky in particular is Arsenal are bottle jobs if they don't win this. Possibly, but they're still ahead by 4 points. And it's a long way from happening. But look, when you think of the games that Arsenal still have to play, there's an awful lot of games that can trip you up. They've got Manchester City away. If they lose that, they're 1 point ahead. Then they've got so many other games that you could. They've got the North London Derby as well against Spurs.
You can't be 100% confident that I'm going to Elland Road this weekend and getting 3 points, can you?
No. And that's not because I'm throwing a bit of shade at Arsenal. It's because Leeds have had a bit of a resurgence and Dominic Calvert-Lewin has scored a goal. So it will never be easy. But like in November, people were saying Arsenal have won the league. And I was saying that's not the case. There's a long, long way to go. Now people are saying Arsenal have bottled the league. And I think they never won it in the first place, and there's still an awful long way to go. I mean, City could get their noses in front and then be pipped again by Arsenal. It's not going to be a lineal line to the top, so there's going to be bumps and bruises and a bit of a rollercoaster feel to it. As an Arsenal fan, I'm just delighted we're in the mixer and enjoying it. We could easily win this league, but I've said throughout the season that I still think by hook or by crook Manchester City are going to win something, and it could easily be the Premier League.
If you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. Meanwhile, there's bad news for Manchester United from that game. Despite their dramatic win, Patrick Dorgu is set to miss around 10 weeks with a hamstring injury, according to The Athletic. The Denmark international scored a stunning goal in the 3-2 win at the Emirates, but he then came off with 10 minutes to go. Dorgu also scored in the Manchester derby in Michael Carrick's first game in charge. He got the winner against Newcastle on St Stephen's Day as well, and that could rule them out of a potential World Cup playoff against Ireland at the end of March. Meanwhile, United midfielder Bruno Fernandes is set to wait until the end of the season before deciding on his future at Old Trafford. The 31-year-old's current deal runs out in 2027, but there is the option of another year. Nottingham Forest have made a £35 million bid for Crystal Palace striker Jean-Philippe Mateta. However, the Eagles want £40 million and will only allow the France international to leave if that price is met and they can find a replacement. Aston Villa have made a fresh inquiry for midfielder Douglas Luiz, who's keen on a return to Villa Park. The 27-year-old is currently on loan at Nottingham Forest from Juventus, but could leave the City ground before next Monday's transfer deadline. Bournemouth have signed Greek goalkeeper Christos Mandas from Lazio on loan until the end of the season. Bournemouth will pay a loan fee of €1.5 million. There's an extra €18.5 million if they choose to buy him at the end of the season. Georgia Petrovic is Bournemouth's first choice goalkeeper. Fraser Forster recently joined as a backup. Coventry boss Frank Lampard says they have defensive issues to correct after losing 2-1 to Norwich in the Championship last night. The leaders remain 3 points clear at the top and also have an 8-point cushion in terms of automatic promotion. Lampard says they have to have a positive response in order to increase their advantage.
I was under no illusions when we were more points clear. It's a long season. There's a lot that goes on and there's tough matches everywhere. And there'll be tough matches for everybody. We can only worry about ourselves, and the players know in there that they fell below standards with some mistakes that we don't usually make.
Norwich boss Philippe Clement says the players will learn a lot from that win over Coventry. They've won four of their last five games to pull 4 points clear of the relegation zone. Clement says it shows how much more there is to come.
I don't think you can have a better game than to win against the team who's first in the league, for sure in the situation that the club is for the moment, still in the ranking. Those are the amazing evenings, and it shows also the potential of this young squad of players. So we are by far the youngest squad in the league.
The family of former Scotland and Manchester United player Gordon McQueen want football to do more to protect players. An inquest found heading the ball was likely to have contributed to the brain injury that played a part in his death. McQueen died in 2023 from pneumonia linked to vascular dementia and CTE. He was 70. His daughter Hayley, a reporter and presenter with Sky Sports, says the FA needs to do better.
Surely you're there to safeguard your players. Okay, there are guidelines now which have been put into place about reducing heading, but explain why there are guidelines. There's going to be an epidemic of brain disease within a generation of players.
And there was an episode of Matthew Brennan's Green Scene on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, and current Tranmere keeper, who's also the goalkeeper coach, Joe Murphy, joined Matthew, Colin Buick and Ger Gilroy to speak about his career from his two caps to the Ireland senior team and saving a penalty from Michael Owen at Anfield. But the Glasnevin man was also a member of the famed 1998 Ireland under-16 team under Brian Kerr, which became European champions in Scotland. Murphy was in goal. He played alongside the likes of John O'Shea, Andy Reid and Liam Miller, and recalled those times this morning.
Remember that sort of era very fondly, obviously a lot of success at underage level. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we had a get-together actually before Christmas. It was great to see a lot of us. I think there was at least 15 of us there from the squad, so it was great to see them all. We just seemed to... Vinnie Butler got us together maybe under 15s, and then a lot of the lads were from Dublin, so we were in the DDSL, you know, Keith Foy, Graham Barrett, them sort of players. We were all in the same DDSL team, so that helped. And then qualifying for us was just massive up in Scotland, just to qualify. But yeah, we just seemed to have a really good run in the group stages. Didn't concede a goal, which was great until the final. So we were 15, 16-year-old lads, just loving it at the time, just enjoying ourselves, and couldn't believe when we kind of landed back in Dublin, it was like a proper hero's welcome. We couldn't believe it. So great times, and just to come through the rank, come through the age groups was great for me, you know, to play at every level. I really enjoyed my time. The thing is, it got you home as well. That was a big thing for me. It got you away from, you know, the constant thing at your clubs, and it got you back to Dublin. Or I think we stayed in the airport hotel at the time. So it's like 15 minutes from the house. It was massive for me. And then, you know, getting my international debut cap was huge. I wasn't playing. I was at West Brom at the time. I was overweight. I wasn't playing, but it was great to do it. You know, great to represent your country. I've done it twice. I think it was a 10-year gap, I think, and I'd love to know how many minutes I played on the pitch. I'd say it was about 6 or 7 all in. But it didn't matter to me. Do you know what I mean? It didn't matter to me. It was a great experience, and I've actually only got my caps only about a year ago, actually. They came through the post, but it was lovely. It was a lovely touch, like, you know, and it's something I'm proud of, and enjoyed every minute of it, you know, whether it was the 18s, the 21s, you know, senior level. Although I only have two caps, I was in plenty of squads, and the experience that you get from training and traveling and, you know, going to qualifiers, and it was just, you know, you're not going to lose them memories.
If you want to hear more conversations like that, you can do so each and every weekday morning on Off the Ball Breakfast from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app, and you can also watch it on YouTube. And if you want to listen back to the Green Scene, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.